The views and opinions expressed on this show are of the sponsor, Great Southern Restaurants.
This is exciting. It is Pep Talk. Welcome to Pep Talk. I'm Candy. I'm sitting in for Tammy this morning, who's out. So, I don't know why. It's 9:06, and we're sitting with Taylor. Taylor, what's your last name?
Dawson.
Taylor Dawson. I love it.
Now, you can just call me the Grits Girl. I feel like I'm the official Grits Girl, but I'm solo today. We don't have Lauren. She is in Jacksonville with her four boys on a little vacation.
She has four kids?
She has, yeah, and then, of course, the father of her children. She has a small fraternity at her house.
Bless her heart. I know. I'll make her up some shirts when she comes back. That's awesome. It is 9:06, and Taylor is with, it's Great Southern Restaurants, right?
Yes. So Jackson's, Fish House, Atlas, Angelina's, and Five Sisters.
Oh my gosh. It's funny, you forget, because they're all, hey, what are your favorite restaurant? And it's always everybody says something from Great Southern.
Oh, we love that. We love that. I know. Yeah. Like every time I come on for the month, I'm like, what do we have to talk about? And there's always so much to talk about.
Oh, absolutely. I asked her off air, like just real quick before, you must have a favorite dish somewhere. And I said,
am I allowed to say Gritsiaya? I feel like that's expected of me.
Oh my gosh. It's so great. Cause you wouldn't think. And are you from this area? Let me ask you this. Oh, okay. So you
grew up in Gulf Breeze.
Oh, I love that. Gulf Breeze.
And I started working at Fish House. I've actually been there. This year will be 14 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. I know. I started out as a hostess at Fish House.
I think I remember that. I mean, because, of course, we've all been going to the Fish House, for years.
I'll go to Walmart. It's so funny. I'll go to the grocery store, and people will just point at me and be like, Fish House!
Right? And it's so great. And she's so pleasant. And if you see her, you're going to remember her again because you are. Her whole face
lights
up a room.
And I'm like, yeah, and I'll just finger gun you back.
That's right. I'm the Fish House gal. Actually, I do this now. Here's my, I can see you do that. But like Gritsiaya is
you can't go wrong.
You can't, absolutely. But I've seen people from the North, like, what is a grit? That just sounds weird. And it does. And it's the best food.
The best way
you gotta try it.
It's the gateway into grits. I feel it really is.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. And
tip, if you don't like shrimp because it comes with shrimp on it,
yes,
you can also just order the grits if you order it as a side and you can ask for yaya sauce on it.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. That will never be my problem. That's why. But that's awesome too. And I know that you guys have a lot of things coming up for the month of June with all your great restaurants.
So I'm going to try to go in order.
Okay.
I have everything pulled up on my computer. I'm going to have to go back and forth and back and forth.
Sure.
First event we have, it's actually going on now. We're celebrating Juneteenth over at Five Sisters. Little background of Juneteenth. It's the oldest nationally celebrated commemoration of the ending of slavery in the United States, dating back to 1865. It was on June 19th that the Union soldiers, led by Major General Gordon Granger, landed in Galveston, Texas, with the news that the war had ended and the enslaved were now free. And with this in mind, Five Sisters chef John Huggins has once again offered a selection of Juneteenth featured adaptations to honor African-American contributions to America's culinary tradition in celebrating Juneteenth, the day all Americans were made free. Five Sisters will offer the following at both lunch and dinner service. It started on May 22nd and it's going until Monday, June 19th, and that will exclude Sundays. We have a feature cocktail, appetizer, entree, and dessert. Our cocktail is going to be the Nearest Whiskey Sour. Our appetizer will be a watermelon and stone fruit caprese. Our entree will be baby back ribs, and the dessert is going to be strawberry spoon cake.
Oh, man, I love that.
And reservations are not required. We are walk-ins at Five Sisters. And like I said, it's going on now, lunch and dinner, through Monday, June 19th, excluding Sundays.
I remember when it was like just Cecil, when he owned it, right before he sold it into the Great Southern. And it's so amazing because now you guys can get more people and there's more dishes and everything. It's amazing if you haven't been there. And it's downtown.
It's great, yeah. And there's a lot of history in it as well.
Oh, what's the address for that?
It's so funny.
I always use it as because everybody knows where Five Sisters is. Yeah.
You know what's really funny is...
You don't know this
actually exact... No, I live there. I there's apartments upstairs. And I'm like, oh, I should probably know my own address. But it's 320 North DeVillers. I don't know if I should be saying that, but 320 North DeVillers. So
dude,
it's on the corner of Belmont and DeVillers.
If I could just describe you, you look like a model. But man, if I lived there, I would be fatter Albert. Like, oh my gosh. How do you
I do
that?
I do eat there all the time, yeah. But there's live music.
Oh, so
we have
delicious.
Live music going on now.
Absolutely, they
which
do.
We had to stop during COVID, but we now have it Tuesdays, Thursdays, Saturdays and Sundays.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes.
It's the best place.
Isn't that funny? I should know my own address.
I know. It's Belmont DeVillers. And if you haven't been there, it is an amazing experience from start to finish.
It is. A lot of history there.
Yes.
The next event that we have is going to be over at Angelina's. And it is going to be our cooking class celebrating the Sacred Lemon Feast, similar to the Monterosso Lemon Festival in Cinque Terre, Italy. And our very own executive chef, James Brissione, will be hosting a cooking class dedicated to the evening to local produce, pasta, Gulf seafood, and special sweets. And it's all with a lemon accent. And that's going to be complete with a live demonstration, a tasting, and a Q&A. The dinner will be held on Thursday, June 15th at 6 o'clock. The price for the class is $125 plus tax and gratuity. Seating is, of course, limited and reservations are required. You can make yours by visiting us online, angelinaspensacola.com, or calling us 850-542-8398.
What a neat experience.
Yeah.
How long does that last, you know?
It's
a couple hours at least.
Yeah. Usually our events, I want to say, run about 2 hours.
Yeah, right. Right. Just how amazing is that?
2.5 hours.
Not only the food and learning, but just, I mean, everything that goes along with it. It's like the chef's table of Pensacola, of just the
best.
And
if you've ever seen James, he's on Food Network all the time. He's a great teacher.
I forgot he's there. Yes. Yeah, I've known him for a long time.
So he's going to be conducting the class.
And it's just amazing. Man, well worth the money. And you need reservations for that, right? I know you said that just a little earlier.
And then
early.
I left this out. Yes, I left this out too. Of course, there's going to be Italian wines paired by Brooke Parkhurst, who is his wife.
She is our
wine director over at Angelina's.
How neat. Man, it's always like the big family business. I mean, it is. And that's,
it really
you
is.
You can tell that you just take great care of everybody. You treat Pensacola like family, and it's phenomenal from start to finish.
There's always something.
There is.
I know. There's always something.
What else do we have?
Okay, on to the next one. I think I'm going in order. June 17th is our 9th annual Fish House Craft Beer Festival.
Oh, my gosh.
Have you ever attended our beer fest?
I mean, no, just kidding. No, I definitely, you never have to throw me out, not since the first one. But no, that's amazing too. Even if you don't, I went there thinking I don't like beer very much.
See,
you
neither
know?
Do
and,
I.
And it was amazing. You get to taste, you talk about it.
Oh, you can talk about it.
Oh, no, it was so wonderful because they put so many different beers in front of you and not where you'd be like, hey, everybody, you know, I mean, but no, it's a way to get a taste and how this might accentuate this flavor.
Well, and then too, if you're not a beer drinker, there's spirits available.
Absolutely.
We had,
and soda.
Last year, there was a Bushwhacker table,
which is
just fun. And it is June. It's going to be a little warm outside. Mm-hmm. But if you haven't been over to our deck recently, we have it's completely covered.
Oh.
All new, where the deck bar was.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, I
There's
know.
There's no bar down there right now.
But yeah, I know where the deck bar is, yeah.
It's usually miserably hot down there, but last year, with that new cover, it felt really, really nice.
Oh, I bet.
So it's a good time. So join us for our 9th annual Craft Beer Fest on Saturday, June 17th from 3 until 6 o'clock. We'll be featuring over 50 different beers with a portion of the event proceeds benefiting Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Northwest Florida.
Wonderful.
So drinking beer for a good cause.
Absolutely. And they go on to mentor, of course, they're local to right here in this area. That's a wonderful cause to be behind. And man, you will be helping kids.
And we partner with them every single year.
Oh, that's so great. So I love Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
It is a lot of fun. We will be offering a number of local and regional breweries.
I was going to ask. Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. So we'll be featuring Gulf Coast Brewery based out of Pensacola. Obviously.
Who? I'm just kidding. No, they are amazing.
Who?
If you haven't
Pensacola
been there too,
Bay
right?
Brewery as well.
We know them.
Props, Victory Brewing, Perfect Plain, Great Beer Company, Wicked Weed. The list goes on and on and on. And then, like I said, too, in addition, we'll be offering spirit tables that feature a number of small production vodkas, rums, and bourbons. And of course, like I said, there's the Bushwhacker table, which speaks to me.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
They taste like milkshakes. You really have to watch out for those.
I know.
Yeah. Take it from me.
No, take it from me.
Yeah, right. I know. At least we're not told. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
And it's also, too, it's a great Father's Day gift because it always falls the day before Father's Day.
That's so great. And that's such a wonderful gift idea. And I was going to say, there's plenty of gift ideas for Father's Day. And I know we'll probably talk about that soon in a second. But this is a great thing. I went with my old co-host's dad. I was probably father-in-law. We went and we had the best time at this beer fest. And it's a fun thing. It's a fun thing to do with somebody you love, fun thing to do with, but yeah, like your dad, if you guys maybe have a couple of beers here and there, let it showcase the local amazingness that we have.
And it benefits a good cause.
It benefits a great cause. Absolutely.
It's a win-win.
Yes. God, you're the best.
It's a lot of fun too. If you've never been, kind of the process of how it goes. You'll walk up, check in. I'll be at the check-in table with the rest of the Grits girls. You'll walk in, you'll get a pretzel necklace. So when you walk in, you'll be snacking on your little pretzel necklace, kind of going, yep, table
so
to
cute.
Table.
That's new. Yeah.
And then you'll get your little souvenir glass, which you'll get to take home. It's become, I say this every time, but it's become quite a collector's item.
It's
a different color every year. So that's what you use to taste all the beers, and you get to take it home. We have a map that we provide that has a list of all the breweries, all the tables we have, and the product that they're showcasing.
Golly, that's amazing. And again, showcasing a lot of local items right here, as always.
And that's something that's always been very important to us in our events. It's $35 plus tax. And to purchase your ticket, you can, if you're at Fish House, you can go into the Tackle Shop, which is our gift shop, or you can buy them online, greatsouthernrestaurants.com. Whenever you go to the homepage, scroll down, there's a little section for the Tackle Shop. Or you can always call Connie in the gift shop, 850-912-6622.
Is it limited space? Do you know? Or do you guys accept walk-ins?
We still have plenty of tickets available.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. But what a fun event. And tell me the date one more time on that. It's right before Father's Day.
It is. It's the 17th of June. From 3 to 6.
Ooh, it's a Saturday.
It is. And that's coming up. What's today? The 7th?
Yes, I know. I have to keep thinking about it for my father-in-law.
I know. It's crazy.
Do you guys have any Father's Day things going on?
We do.
So I thought you did.
We always do.
I know.
So jumping into Father's Day, which mark your calendars, coming up right around the corner, Sunday, June 18th. We will be open at all of the restaurants. I'll start with Fish House. We'll be open for lunch and for dinner, 11 to 3 for lunch, and then dinner service will begin at 3. We'll be serving off of our standard brunch and dinner menus. And then we also have some specials created by Chef Jason Hughes. Our special Father's Day brunch feature is going to be duck and waffles. That's featuring buttermilk fried confit duck leg with aged cheddar cornmeal waffles topped with a bourbon cane syrup glaze and served with crispy applewood bacon.
Oh, my gosh.
Also, I meant to warn you when we first sat down, if you hear whale noises, it is my stomach because I am already hungry.
No, it's weird because I almost like, hey, Grits Girls, do you guys bring food in? No. it is. You guys have the most delicious dishes.
I know. We need to
anywhere.
Start bringing snacks.
Yeah.
But when I was sitting out there going over my notes, I was like, I hope my stomach doesn't pick up.
No, it doesn't pick up on the mic.
I'm so
yeah.
hungry. Okay.
Yeah.
If it
I
is,
can
you
tell
can
you
just
that from many years of broadcasting.
If it
experience.
Does, just text in whale emojis or something. Because
do
is
not
like...
text in whale emojis.
Yeah, actually, that might hurt my feelings. Maybe don't.
Not you.
And then the dinner feature is going to be cracked pepper-crusted Gulf swordfish filet, tongue twister, served with smoked Gouda potatoes au gratin, lemon garlic sautéed spinach, charred tomato, and that's going to be topped with whole grain mustard brandy cream. So that's what we have going on at Fish House. We are walk-ins only, no reservations. Pro tip.
But it's quick to get in, yeah.
Yes, and pro tip from a former hostess, you're more than welcome to call the hostess stand at any time to see what the wait
is. Yeah,
to
see what the wait is, absolutely. Yep. We've done that too.
You can do that 850-470-0003. And everything that I talk about today, I know it's a lot of information, it's all on greatsouthernrestaurants.com.
Absolutely, yeah. You can head to that website too and pick out your Father's Day destination.
Exactly. So moving on to Jackson's, we'll be open for brunch and for dinner, brunch from 11 to 2 and dinner service from 5 until 9. We will also be serving off of those standard menus, but Chef Irv Miller has also created some special Father's Day features. For brunch, it's going to be cumin rubbed and roasted pork loin benedict with soft poached eggs, hatch green chili hollandaise sauce, sweet corn, and black bean pico de gallo. And then for dinner, the special feature will be black pepper-crusted petite filet, wild mushroom and Parmesan Reggiano risotto, and hickory wood grilled asparagus. Over at Jackson's, we are accepting reservations. I highly recommend making a reservation. You can do that by calling the restaurant, 850-469-9898, or you can visit us online, jacksonsrestaurant.com.
And also amazing the whole way through. It's funny, when you think Great Southern, I used to only think Jackson's, and I didn't know it was Fish House and Five Sisters and all these great places,
oh,
you
yeah.
know, Atlas, and man, and Jackson is just, mwah. It is the best.
They like I said, there's always the something to talk about.
That's right. And even if, and maybe that didn't, I can't imagine it not sounding good to you. I have to turn the mic off when you talk because you'll hear me like salivating.
My stomach over here.
Oh my gosh. No, not even because I'm hungry, just because this stuff looks amazing and sounds amazing. It is. But they have a whole giant menus of lots of stuff to pick from. Again, I can't imagine you not wanting that, but best steak ever.
Yes.
At both Jackson's and Fish House, actually.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Fish House has a great steak, too.
They have an amazing steak. They have all of these places are amazing.
Something for everybody.
It is.
And then over at Five Sisters for Father's Day, we will be open for brunch only, not for dinner. We'll be serving off of our standard menu. And then in addition, Chef John Huggins has created a special feature, and it will be a taste of barbecue, which features spare ribs, pulled pork, smoked chicken and sausage, and that's going to be served with Memphis slaw, brisket elote, and barbecue sauces.
Oh my goodness.
Over at Five Sisters, we are walk-ins only. Same as Fish House, you're more than welcome to call the restaurant at any time to check and see what that current wait time is running.
Oh, wonderful. Man, these are just great ideas too for Father's Day, of course.
I know,
which
there's plenty of options.
Around the corner, and I know it comes up the same time pretty much every year, like Christmas.
But you can say that about anything, I know.
You really can. But how often are you like, I don't know what to get Dad.
Get ahead of it, guys.
To lunch, brunch, dinner at any of these great places.
And then wherever we do accept reservations, which is Jackson's and Angelina's, we do fill up. So
yes, you want to get those fast. Is Jackson's full right now?
Not yet.
Okay, for Father's Day, which I know it's 10 days away, but y'all, it's 10 days away.
Exactly.
Well, 11 days away. Yeah.
Dad will appreciate it.
Yes.
And then final
restaurant.
And so your
mom, she won't have to cook.
Exactly.
I'm not saying it like that, but you know what I mean. Okay.
You know what I mean.
You know what I mean.
Over at Angelina's, we'll be open for dinner only. That's going to be from 4 to 8 p.m., offering our standard dinner menu. And then our chef, James Brissione, has also created a special Father's Day feature that will be available. And that's going to be an Italian beef sandwich with slow roasted beef, garlic bread bun, provolone, and pickled peppers. And of course, our extensive Italian wine list will also be available. Over at Angelina's, I highly recommend making a reservation. To do that, just give the restaurant a call, 850-542-8398.
And I should have mentioned this earlier. Jackson's is near, is it still Jackson Square? I don't even know what to call it. I think it is. It's off Garden Street.
You always just say Plaza Ferdinand.
Plaza Ferdinand. Yes. Plaza Ferdinand. Duh, that's correct. Where's Angelina's?
Angelina's is in the old P&J building. It's right next to the Y, across from Southtown.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah right there.
It's all right there.
That is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And just, again, so many different places and so many different palettes, you know, to just choose from all these phenomenal menus.
And then, moving on.
Yeah.
We have 4th of July.
Yes.
And if you've never experienced 4th of July at the Fish House, I recommend you do because we have the best view of the fireworks.
It really is.
Yes. So, we'll be broadcasting the fireworks show live, and we'll be open for walk-in dining, serving off of our standard dinner menu all evening. So for walk-ins, that's all day, all night. But then in addition, on the Harborview deck over at Atlas, we'll be offering our special four-course wine and dinner menu. Each table will have a prime waterfront seating overlooking the beautiful Pensacola Bay. Like I said, there's an unobstructed view. Every table is going to be along the deck. And those reservations start at 7 and they're yours all night. You can come and go as you please. And this fireworks show will start at 9, just in case you didn't know.
That's right. Yeah. And that is the best. I've always had to work 4th of July because radio.
Same.
Yeah. Right. I bet you have. Mm-hmm. Sure. But man, and have you been at the Fish? Well, yeah, you have.
Yeah.
The fireworks, which I can't imagine there being a better view. And it's nice and cool on that deck. The wind really does get through there. And I know you guys
it's amazing.
And stuff. It is phenomenal.
So I'm not even mad that I have to work because I have the best view.
No, I hear you. I am. No, I'm just kidding. No, it is great. And it's nice to be able to enjoy the fireworks. And so much comes together to give a great 4th of July to this area. But man, I can't imagine.
See
a better
everybody
place.
Lined up on Main Street or on Bayfront.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you get prime waterfront seating.
And the best food and drink in Pensacola.
Yes. So we'll be offering that four-course dinner menu with the wine pairings. I won't go over the entire menu, but some highlights. We have bacon-wrapped stuffed quail, some sushi options, crispy chicken sliders. We have a red, white, and blueberry salad. Fitting the theme for 4th of July. chilled corn bisque, seared cobia, roasted chicken, and for dessert, baked Alaska.
Oh my gosh.
So the and it all has
49 state. Yeah.
Right. So it all has wine pairings, and that's going to be $125 per person plus tax and gratuity. But there's an option to do it without the wines, and that will be $100 per person if you didn't want to do the wines.
But man, the view,
the menu.
It comes free. That's great.
View comes free.
Oh,
I love that.
Man, and that's wonderful. What a great idea. If you want like front row for fireworks, yeah, and great food and drink on top of it. With I always forget to mention your staff, which is, I don't know what you got, what kind of training camp you guys they put you through, but I've never had bad service remotely at any of these places. I mean, it is top notch. It's wonderful to the point where you're almost uncomfortable that it's so good. You know what I mean? You're like, wow, wait, you don't know that this great stuff comes with that. That's a wonderful idea.
You'll end up being your friend by the end of it.
You do feel like that. Hit me up on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I always forget about, I don't forget, but the sushi is some of the best ever, not just in the city, but just phenomenal. But
and we brought it back.
Amazing sushi there.
We brought it back. Was it last year? I think it was last year, because after COVID,
sure,
we didn't have it for a year or 2 years with Atlas shutting down and everything. And once we brought it back, I've never seen people more excited.
Oh my goodness.
And it made me excited because I get lunch every day from Fish House. So now I get sushi for lunch.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
Yes. So back to 4th of July, to make your reservation, you'll actually contact me. My email is taylor@goodgrits.com, or you can, I know my email.
I forgot about the Good Grits thing. That's
whenever
right.
I give my email out, I'm like, don't laugh. They're like, is that real? I'm like, it's real. taylor@goodgrits.com. You can call or text me 850-287-0200.
That is phenomenal. A bunch of wonderful ideas. Your restaurants are one of the other things. NAS is finally open. So when we have a family in town, that's where we let's go see the museum. And those restaurants are also, if you have family in town, that's where you want to take them. So they remember this food, this view, this service.
And especially, too, if they've never been to Pensacola.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The Fish House is like a museum where you're waiting in line and you see all the pictures of all these people that have just, is that still there?
It is.
Okay. Yeah. It's phenomenal to see people hanging out with Collier, who's always there too, who walks around and dad Lee.
He's very hands-on with the restaurants. So let's see, what else do we have? That was me jumping into July. And also too, I wanted to mention Atlas Oyster House, which has been closed since COVID. We are reopening. If you haven't been to Fish House recently or kind of walked around, you can see that we're under renovations. But we are hopefully opening by the end of the month.
Hey, that's
over at
awesome.
Atlas.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm going to bring
new
balloons
menu
and an empty stomach and eat it all.
New menu. That's very exciting.
That is very, very exciting.
We're bringing Atlas back. Oh. So we don't have an exact date yet, but it will be very soon. So be sure to follow us on socials.
Okay.
Posting everything there.
And what is the what is the website again?
GreatSouthernRestaurants.com.
All right. And goodgrits.com, will that get you?
Who knows, probably.
Oh. It is fun.
Who knows?
Grits of Yaya are my favorite, but I love all of the dishes. And you've been to the taste. You probably are in charge of these tastings.
I've been eating there for 14 years.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm not sick of it.
She's so tiny.
I'm not sick of it yet.
I know, and you would never be sick of it. Man, the food is phenomenal. And just a great place, not only for Father's Day and 4th of July, a great place to bring friends, a great place to gather, but a wonderful place to take family from out of town or family in town.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give them the gift that, and you don't have to clean up after.
I had dinner with my parents there last night.
And I bet they loved it.
They love Fish House.
What are their favorite dishes?
Let's see. I shared with my dad a bunch of sushi.
Oh yeah.
Yep. And then my stepmom actually got the filet.
Oh, very nice. So, yeah. It's my favorite woman after my own heart.
Yep. That's She's great. Not a seafood eater, but you know what? She had her steak on a bed of grits.
What a lady. That's awesome. No, I get that.
You can't go wrong with the grits.
Absolutely. I've had friends go, I don't want to go. They've learned. But yeah, the Fish House, I'm not a seafood person. It's like, dude, best steak you've ever had. And it was. Yeah. They
Love
have everything.
Good grits.
Good grits, absolutely. What is your email address again?
taylor@goodgrits.com.
And greatsouthernrestaurants.com.
Yep, you'll be able to find everything we talked about there.
Oh, man, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Really appreciate it. And you'll come back. What are you back? Next week?
Next month. First Wednesday of the month.
Oh, I can't wait. I'll bring my appetite for you to bring nothing. No, just kidding.
I'll bring you a slice of key lime pie.
News.